This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Springs will not allow marijuana delivery in the city. The legislature voted last year to give city governments that choice, and Boulder was the first to approve pot deliveries. Colorado Springs Deputy Chief of Staff Brett Waters says there aren't enough examples of other cities doing it successfully.
The report covers a three-year period that ended in June of last year. It looks at the state's 178 school districts. Almost 20% of them missed at least one of five targets used to measure a district's financial health. The report shows the most common problem comes when districts have to use reserves to make up for state funding cuts. Some school districts report they used reserve money for technology purchases, increased costs of special education, and salaries. The pandemic is expected to hurt districts' finances even more. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
That was CPR's Jenny Brundine reporting on a new state audit. Now let's hear from Colorado Springs Deputy Chief of Staff Brett Waters.
The mayor and the administration are not supportive of this. The idea that we have a heavy military presence, that we're talking about space command in our community, and at the same time we're entertaining delivery, is not the optics we want to send out.
Supporters say marijuana delivery would serve patients who are in pain, have mobility issues, or at high risk for coronavirus. 69 and partly cloudy in Vail. It's 79 and sunny for Grand Junction. 82 degrees, mostly cloudy for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.